SuperDoc 1270. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Jason Spies on a Wattage Wednesday, my co-host. And you can catch Jason with This Week in Energy Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on SuperDoc 1270. The crude life not going away. It's going to be part of This Week in Energy. It just kind of folded in with its own little autonomous segment. Jason, we're talking a little bit about the progression. And I want to step back a little bit because Occidental Petroleum, then Oxy. Now Oxy is no longer an oil company. They're a carbon management company. Liberty Energy, they stepped off first. So before the CO2 and the carbon became a catchphrase and a buzzword, they figured out that, okay, this is more expansive than oil and gas, and we're an energy company. We're not limited by oil and gas. We're not constrained by the language of our name. We are going to grow into some different spaces. And they have. And they've been very vocal and have done a great job about pushing out the messaging and where things are at from a, I consider it a legitimate standpoint with traditional energy sources. But they stepped off first. So it was energy company instead of oil and gas company. Now you've got Oxy that's a carbon management company instead of an oil and gas company. Talk a little bit about Liberty, because that was a big step for them not long ago, but now Oxy becoming a carbon management company, it's not a big step at all. But Liberty made some pretty big waves when they became a quote unquote energy company.
Well, they had the electric frac they were rolling out at the same time, being out of Colorado as well. So there was the movement there with North Face and just the climate there. So, for Liberty, it's been interesting because in a very short period of time, they have really shaken off the word oil and almost the word energy. When I speak of Liberty Energy, I just say Liberty, and most people do. And when you think of their logo, they prominent display Liberty. I don't even remember where energy is in there. I think it's either underneath or even up. It's not, It doesn't retain. So
it doesn't pop.
So, I mean, realistically, what Liberty Energy has done is set themselves up just to be known as Liberty. And whether they did it by purpose or it's happened by accident, it's set up that way with the way people are talking about it and the way they're being referred to and even the way their logo is. Now, when you look at what the CEO has done, Chris Wright, he's really been, in my opinion, one of the real leaders in the petroleum space to educate people. And when I say people, I mean politicians and leaders. I'm not talking about the average person. I'm talking about, leadership, where he should be out in Dubai, as far as I'm concerned, educating the world leaders on why the oil and gas industry is saving lives. And they can talk all day long about the smoke that comes out of the back of a car, but the oil and gas industry is saving many more lives than they're hurting. And Chris Wright, that's his name, right? Chris Wright?
Yep. Chris Wright.
He does a fantastic, at least the team behind him and Chris and Liberty Energy, from what I've seen, and Ron Gusick, who I've interviewed, what they do a very good job at, and where I think the industry lacks, and I think the leadership in North Dakota lacks this, and I think the leadership in Oklahoma and Texas and other places, where they come from an egocentric, like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to delegate to you, like, we know best. Whereas I believe Chris Wright comes from more of, this is what we're doing. This is why you should follow us. It's a little bit tweaking of a presentation to where he's one of the few first ones I've seen that have cracked the kind of the presentation culture where I think the oil and gas industry is solely missed. And another example of Steve is
it used to be boilerplate and Chris and Liberty stepped out of the box.
Yeah.
It's like, and you're exactly right. It's like, this is what we're doing and this is why you need to hop on board and follow it.
Well, take a look at like reclamation and some of the advancements in clean energy, even like what coal's done and some of these other things. Stop being defensive. Go out and say, this is what we're doing. Stop playing their game. Like, as soon as you become defensive like that, it becomes from a very egocentric point of view. It's almost like somebody's getting yelled at or, you know, they're being told, how can you be so dumb? Why don't you know better? It's a different presentation when you're saying, look at, I understand your point of view, but look at this and look at how far they've come and look at what we've been able to do. And you continue to focus at this. We continue to focus on this. That's the difference. Instead of pointing fingers, you're keeping the finger pointed at you and just accentuating the great things that the oil and gas industry has done. I get it. There's a spill that happens. I get it. There's somebody who dies on a well site. But guess what? Agriculture, that's been the number one industry for workplace accidents as long as I've been alive. And no one ever talks about that because the government controls that industry and they pay it off with subsidies. So they suppress that information from going out. But if you go take a look at over the last 7,500 years, the number one industry with workplace accidents, agriculture, nothing even close to it.
Well, but, just for example, think of how many people you know, either indirectly or a family member or directly, that has lost somebody in a grain bin accident or had a limb torn off on a baler or a belt. It's not
something pops, you know, and the auger bleeds someone out. Somebody falls into a grain bin. The tractor rolls over on those ditches because they only got three tires. You know, I mean, just
we all know the stories. We've all grown up with them in an agrarian state like North Dakota. We know people. So you're exactly right.
Steve, here's the thing: just because you look the other way doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly.
So, yeah, anyway.
I
know we're up against the break.
So I want to talk a little bit about what's pushing this, what's driving this, because it's not just the landscape of oil and gas and traditional energy sources. It's the ESG movement. I want to get into that next, and we can talk a little bit about ESG University as well. This is Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. You can get your Crude Life and This Week in Energy, Sunday mornings, right here on Super Talk 1270.